myself, waiting for the phone, feeling ugly. Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you wanna die? Have you ever been so lonely that it makes you wanna die?
Oh boy. Now this is wonderful.
Is no longer an option. Resonating in my head, my favorite thing she ever said to me.
Disappointed!
Shotgun marriage on the first day. Vegas and I could not wait. We talked it over and saw Tom Jones instead.
And the show has reached a new low.
This time,
what's happening?
Cannon.
As I reach down here for the volume and cannot find it.
Ty, seriously, you push record there?
Let me try this
you
one.
You did. Good job, buddy.
Huh.
All right.
This headset.
Welcome to the after disaster. Welcome to the program. I'm watching Mike Carano fumble around fiddle.
Hello.
If you don't hear yourself, please stop doing that. That's awful when you do that.
Can you hear me?
To be fair to Mike, Mike just blew in here. Straight down. I can hear you just fine, pal. Don't do that. Mike is literally just unplugging random things. Here.
No, that's usually best. That's what they did when Apollo 13 was having problems.
You have to be able to hear the program.
They just started unplugging things.
Well, I'm assuming other people can hear me. Can you hear me, Tyler?
Yep.
I can't hear you, but I'll assume you said Yahoo when you looked at me. Yahoo! All right, got a little bit of something there. Okay, cool. I can hear myself.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What's that from?
I don't know. Anderson's sound effects.
You know what? Well, it sounds familiar. That's why I was asking.
What are these comfy new cans, bro?
Oh, you got new cans?
Comfy new cans.
Yeah, all right. Listen, no one cares about that.
Are they really comfy?
No, I don't like them. They're tight.
Are you wearing them too?
Nice.
They're all new cans. Okay, no one cares. But there's brand new cans.
I got old ones. I got the old ones on.
Put on the new ones, and they're right there. Mike, those are new. Those are brand new. I can see them from here.
Okay. All right.
Mike.
Every few years, they replace the pads on
you
the
know something?
And no one cares.
You know something? Too tight. You're right.
Yeah, I don't like them. Too tight.
Either.
Stretch them out, bro.
How?
So,
just keep doing this.
Just for those of you who may not know, the show has been named The After Disaster, aptly named The After Disaster for things such as this, the way the show is beginning. Mike Carano just blew in here for us.
Yeah, I apologize.
Fresh from San Diego. It looks like he had a stroke.
Couldn't get out of there until 5:30.
Not joking when I say it looks like he had a stroke.
You mean it's fucked up?
Well, like the left side of your face is like drooping.
It hurts a lot.
He just had a bunch of dental work done down in San Diego. Keep in mind, he lives in Los Angeles, so he drove close to 3 hours to go to a dentist who overcharges him.
Wait, I'm not trying to make it worse than it sounds, mm-hmm. but I drove 4 hours to get down there because there was traffic, and I left at 5:30 sharp. I just walked in the door right now.
Why would you do that, Michael?
I had a dentist appointment at 3:45.
No, I know, but I've been on the streets out
that's
here.
That's not the reason.
There's dentists locally.
Not an answer.
Wait, are you telling me there's dentists in L.A.?
1-800-LOUD-191 if you're listening live. I sound like a radio douche, and I apologize.
I went to a dentist up here, and it was $1,700, and he fucked it all up, and I had to go to her for $2,500 more.
I promised many people on the Mike and Dr. Drew program, as well as the Film Vault. I might have even talked about it on the old Loveline terrestrial radio program. For those of you who watch The Vine, I promised that I would do it early if you're tuning in just to hear the story of The Vine. The Vine video.
It gave me a stomach ache.
I don't know if it really belongs with church organs.
Oh. What does that have to do with the thing? It gave me a stomach ache.
The video did? Okay, yeah. So if you have not seen the video, it's on Vine, which, you know, Vine can be good. Tyler does good Vines. He's creative. Mike does a long, many Vines. So some of them are very funny. Some of them are good.
Mike's cinema verite.
They're 6 seconds long. Somehow Mike managed to do 90-minute versions.
Can I tell you about your Vine real quick?
Yeah.
My first thought was, first, I had a stomach ache. My first thought was that I wish it wasn't Vine, so the camera kept going. And then I realized it's perfect.
The 6 seconds
it's better.
It might be better because.
And once you hear the story, it's integral that it's Vine.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Also, side note, when you see Mike Carano's Vines, I just go like this really hard on the screen. So that it goes past about like 7 because I know that's about how
he
many
flicks
are
up,
coming
what
up.
He does. He flicks up. He flicks
stupid.
Upward. So. Vine is a great app. I like it a lot, even though I resisted it for a few weeks when you guys were doing it and talking about it, and I get furious every time you brought it up here on this program a couple months ago. I'd be like, shut up. No one cares about Vine. Oh, hey, welcome to the After Disaster. I'm Anderson. That's Mike Carano. There's Tyler, Tyler Ruins Radio.
Do you like it more than Twitter?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Who likes to read? Right?
Good
it's
point.
It's like the movie version really? Of the book.
But is your Vine slow? Is your Vine slow? Because when I... When
yeah, it's
I,
a little slow. They'll get there. Don't worry.
When I open Vine, it just spins, like waiting for something to happen.
Hell no,
plus,
man.
It has that color. Oh, the color.
Yeah,
the
green.
Mint.
Oh, yeah. My new guitar is green.
Mike has a new guitar that he doesn't like that we'll get to later. So, I get in altercations now and again.
Because I don't want it.
I'd say about once every 3 or 4 months, I get into like a fairly significant altercation.
You get heated, bro.
I don't want to say physical, but like I'll call people on their shit. Because we're trying to live in a society, like George Costanza once said. We're trying to live in a society. There's a plenty of people who are shopping amongst us, driving in our lanes, yep. living in our neighborhoods, yep. who are not abiding by the unspoken rules of living in a society.
Driving in our lanes.
Yeah.
Courtesy, literally. Common courtesy, they're not abiding by that. And they're not abiding by being by the first rule, which is just to be semi-thoughtful of other people.
That's what throws me over the edge. So here's the audio
I don't know why I thought that was the first rule.
Of the Vine. And just.
This is what a very angry little man looks like. Very angry.
Oh, it's good stuff. Okay.
So,
this feels like
I think I hear you say, "Give me the fucking phone." Is that?
Oh yeah, I say that. So I've inspected this video quite a lot since I've talked to you guys about it because I talked to you guys about it briefly. Here's what happened. So when
the
again,
caption was amazing.
Wait, can I interrupt?
Jesus fuck!
Who got
I should have said that.
Who got the screenshots?
Sorry, Jesus. I apologize, Jesus. Listeners got screenshots
because that guy's face is crystal clear. I couldn't see on the phone at all.
I'm going to tell a quick story. Okay. Right. So I'm at a gas station down the street from my place. It's a very busy gas station. It's a very convenient gas station. Prices are good, and it's always packed. So I roll in there, and I'm trying to get gas, and I'm behind a couple different cars waiting for the next spot to open. And people always do that, right? Lady's leaving in front of me, so she's backing out. So I'm backing up a little bit in my fucking giant family sedan. I drive a lawyer car. I realize that. I'm embarrassed by it. But I'm backing out to give her a little bit of space. And this guy comes barreling, like literally barreling off the boulevard into the gas station, and he's gunning for the spot that I'm sitting there. I've been there for at least 5 minutes, and he's going for the spot, and he's like starts honking at me. And when people are honking at me and they're the ones in the wrong, that's how you get me very upset. Mm-hmm. That's like that's just one of those things, like someone with sexual abuse, you know.
It's like when you pull up to a stop sign and somebody's already on the street. This happens to me. I'm pulling up to the stop sign a little fast, and there's somebody already going, and they have the right of way, and they think I'm going to run the stop sign, but I'm not. So then they stop in front of me to stare at me like an old lady.
No, I don't, think it's anything like that. No. It's equivalent of like being on the freeway, and somebody cuts you off bad and then flips you off.
No, this is what I'm talking about.
There's a four-way stop near me that people just drive through because they think it's – and they flip me off. I'm like, hey, what the hell?
I didn't do anything wrong. I'm pulling up to a stoplight, but I'm going to stop, and the woman's coming this way. And she thinks I'm going to keep going, so she stops like hits the brakes and then stops in front of me to stare at me while she's got the green. Like she's pissed.
I have no idea what's going on.
But he's coming this way and she's going this way and then they're flipping each other off because they're going this way.
All right, quick.
When they think he's going this way.
Quick sidebar about how foolish I am at times. Stuck in horrible street traffic a few years ago and this guy is like coming out from another lane and he starts pulling in front of me and he's honking at me and he's just pulling in front of me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
And then
I'm stuck in horrible traffic. So I jump out of my car. Nowadays, I'd grab my Vine. I'd have my phone.
In the lane? You were still in the lane?
No, this is a different story. So I jump out of the car, and I start yelling. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're cutting me off and honking and getting into my lane and cutting me off and going in front of me? He's like, dude, you had a stop sign. He's all scared. He's like, look. And I look up like behind him, and I totally blew through a stop sign. It was totally my fault. I'm like, oh, I apologize. What an asshole I am. Then I get back in my car. Next 20 minutes, we're stuck in horrible traffic, like right next to each other. Oh, so uncomfortable.
That's so.
But like the anger immediately left my body as soon as I realized I was at fault. I'm like,
I told
oh my
you
God,
when I cut that guy off with he had a little kid. I didn't know he had a kid, but I cut him off on the right shoulder on the 57 doing about 80, and then hit the brakes in front of him to teach him a lesson going 40.
Oh no! Teach the kid's teeth a lesson.
Teach the guy a lesson. He chased me off the freeway into the parking lot of Anaheim State Angel Stadium, and chased me around the parking lot. And I finally got to a point where I was like, I guess we have to fight. And I was scared. I go, we have to get out and fight because I can't keep driving circles around the
stadium. I'm wasting so much gas.
Like it was a comic. And like a comic.
I had Benny Hill music in my head at one point during the story I'm going to tell.
I had, I'm going to get my butt kicked or I'm going to have to fight somebody in a empty parking lot where the Angels play. So I stopped. He pulls up next to me. Mm-hmm. He's sobbing.
Oh, no.
And he just goes, you fuck, get your head out of your ass, motherfucker. And I look and I see a baby in the back seat. I get a baby seat and the guy is sobbing.
That's what those baby on board signs are for. You wouldn't know.
Puts his head on the steering wheel and I just kind of inched off back onto the freeway. I was shaking, though. My adrenaline was going.
Baby on board. All right. So I'm backing up and this guy's honking, flash forward. And then I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I said, I've been here for 5 minutes.
Every space was full, right?
Yeah, every space full. So I roll into my spot and he's pissed and he's yelling out his car window like, what the fuck, who do you think you are? So I go to his car. I'm pissed now and I knock on his, because he starts rolling up his window when he gets there, and I knock on his window and I'm yelling at him through the window and I'm saying, it's just typical shit. I'm like, dude, you can't just come off the street and take whatever spot you like. I've been sitting here for 5 minutes. I'm heated. I'm pissed. And then I go back and it's awkward because he's sitting right behind me as I'm like putting my credit card in, doing the zip code, picking
probably
what kind
of your pin, bro,
saying no, I don't want a car wash, which is fucking, that's a whole other issue. I shouldn't have to be telling you I don't want a car
How
wash.
How about Chevron? Do you have your Vons? Do you have a Vons card?
Well, that'll save you 20 cents. All right, so
really,
another spot opens up. I'm like, dude, just go over there. There's a spot open up. He's like, no, I'm keeping my eye on you. Your ego is obviously in your car and in your physique and your fucking earrings. I'm like, I don't
he
have
nailed
earrings.
It. He nailed it.
Somebody in your
I don't have earrings
that has your Lexus fucked his girlfriend or something.
You didn't have the shark in?
I said, dude, I don't have earrings. And he's like, I see the fucking holes.
Without the shark.
The guy was so he was, I don't know how he saw holes in my ears.
He'd be a great witness for like a murder.
I'll say.
I'm terrified a little bit about this guy. It might not be over. You know what I mean? So listen, memorized. So I put in my code and I put in my zip and I start pumping the gas. He's watching me the whole time, taking pictures on my license plate. Uh-huh. He's just not a well man. So he's attacking me because I have what looks to be a nice car. It's not a nice car anymore, but it looks like a lawyer car. And, you know, I'm cleaned up now. I shaved my beard and I look clean cut a little bit. So I go back to his car. His car is like an old Mazda and it's like got duct tape all over it. It's kind of embarrassing and I'm ashamed of some of the things that I said to him. But yeah. I kind of did a quick scan and noticed that he had a flip phone. And I told him, nice flip phone you got there, buddy. I'm back at his car now while my car is getting gas. I said, nice flip phone you got there. A lot of nice life choices you probably made there to have a flip phone in 2013. Good job there. Well, really like the duct tape you got
this
up,
is after
up here.
You felt bad. You did
no,
that,
no, right? No, not feeling bad yet. I feel bad now.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
So he's yelling and screaming back at me, and then he rolls the window back up, and then I try and open the door, which probably wasn't bright. But I'm like, fuck this. You know what I should be doing? Because he's not leaving. Well, it's going to take a good 10 minutes to fill up my car, maybe 8. I'm gonna make some sweet vines. So I'll go back to my car.
The car takes 8 minutes to fill up?
I don't know. It's like a bad exaggeration.
Yeah,
3 months, maybe 4 minutes.
It fills up once a year. It's great.
It felt like an eternity with a fucking whack job sitting behind me, taking me pictures of me with a I think the flip phone freaked me out more than anything else.
Seriously.
He's from a time past.
After this, let's figure out how much time it takes to fill a big rig.
I don't want to do that. Sounds really boring. So.
Are we going to sit here in silence and do formulas?
I go back. I grab my I grab my my phone and go to the Vine. My hands are shaking because it's, you know, it's an altercation and
as
the fight or flight
yeah.
is kicking in. So I walk up to the fucker who every time I leave he rolls in on the window and starts yelling things. And then as soon as I come back to his car he rolls it back up. It was comical. So I walk up to this fucker and I'm holding the vine down. I'm making
as
the video.
As is evident.
And I'm saying, this is what a very angry little man looks like. And he's got his hand out. He's covering his face. And I got cocky. And I'm like, no, he's not going to have anonymity. I'm going to go up and I'm going to shoot around his hand so you can see his face.
Yep.
And I got parallel with him. I got within arm's reach. And he immediately grabbed the phone. Real quick. And then he has the upper hand. It was
He totally
horrible.
Has the upper hand. Yeah.
He takes it inside his car. And I'm like, and I immediately, like, all the anger and all the rage kind of melts away. I'm like, all right. Touche.
All right, buddy. You win.
Touche.
Sir,
give me
man.
The phone back, and we'll call it even. I'll completely ignore you. You know what? That was stupid.
He's got
of
your
me.
Wallet, basically.
He's furious that I took a picture. Like explaining Vine to this man would be like trying to explain to a monkey that you shouldn't inhale cigarettes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, can you imagine? Like, first of all, I'd have to say, well, there are applications that people put on their smartphones. I'm being a dick. I know that. But this guy, he's wearing sweats, by the way. Oh, can I paint a picture? 20 years old, probably my age.
20. I guess
not. No, not 20 years old. What am I saying? He's a white guy. Skinny white guy wearing sweats. He's probably my age, about 30.
You sure
probably about my age.
You sure he wasn't older like me, like 34, 35?
So here comes the good part. Now it's getting good. So far it's not even good, but now it gets good. So he's got my phone and he's fucking freaking. What? Oh, yeah. So he's freaking out, and I go around. I see the window's
down.
Wait,
what was that bullshit? You're talking to him, so I
said,
can't
let
hear?
Me know when you want the music, if you must know
Thanks,
behind.
Mike.
See behind the fucking the curtain. Okay.
Okay.
He's going to give me Benny Hill music when I need it.
Okay.
So I noticed that his passenger window down, because I know this guy doesn't have air conditioning, and it's hot in the valley, and the heat makes people crazy.
Yeah.
The hotter
yeah.
it gets, the more fun Vine videos I
hence,
come up with.
Hence, Do the Right Thing, that Spike Lee movie.
I don't like.
That was his only good
I
movie.
I don't like him. So I walk around. Fairly quickly, by the way, gas station packed, right? Every single spot.
Sounds like it.
There's tons of people there.
Everyone's filling up their 8-minute tanks.
Because I didn't think he was that pissed off that you were in his lucky space.
The 8 minutes is not important. So I quickly make a quick decision, and I run around, and he's put my phone now on the passenger seat. I'm reaching inside the stranger's car, grabbing at my phone. As he's rolling up the window from his side, because it's electric windows, now my arm is trapped in there. It's trapped inside this man's car.
Where,
and
did,
it hurts.
That, where did that picture
it hurts.
Come from?
What's that?
Where did the picture of your arm stuck
so
in there
So when he
come
grabbed
from?
My phone, the way Vine works, as many as you, many of you know, like when your finger is touching the screen,
yeah.
it shoots. It's shooting video. When it
when
takes off, it stops. He grabbed my phone, and then it stopped. And then he picked it up again when I was going for it, and it started again. And then, this is like over 3.5 minutes.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so he's
Brilliant.
Grabbing it as I'm trying to get it from him. He's grabbing it and shooting a little frame. So you can actually pause it. You can see my arm completely
so
inside
you
the
you walked around the car.
I'm on the passenger side. He rolls.
And the phone was just dormant, but it still had seconds left.
Yeah, and then when he grabbed it, it
Unreal.
Shot some more.
Unreal.
And that's why, so it's like, it's over like a 3-minute span.
That's why it's better that it was on Vine.
It's absolutely better.
So my arm is now trapped inside this guy's car, and we've all done that, like where you almost roll up your friend's hand or your head, you know, and it's scary. My arm was trapped in there. I was a trapped animal. It was like being in a fucking bear claw cage. What do you call it? A bear trap,
yeah.
right? In the middle of the valley, in the middle of
it's probably just like being in a bear trap.
It felt like it was very painful, yeah. and I have bruises to prove it.
You know your life is over.
So I'm looking and I'm going, dude, I could break your window, but I don't want to break anything. Now he's hopping out of the car. He's out of the car now and he's holding my phone. And I think he might have been homosexual. I think just from some of his semantics and mannerisms. I don't know why that's important.
That's why he
story,
noticed your earring holes. He was looking for right or left ear.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he was hitting on me.
That's how he does it.
So he made the motion like he was about to throw my phone. I could see it as my arm is trapped in this guy's car. It's trapped.
Arm
I can't go
in the
anywhere.
Window fetish porn.
And he's talking to me over the roof, and he's saying, "I'll fucking, I'm gonna throw it." And he's like making the motion like he's about to chuck my phone. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
What he didn't know is I backed up my phone about 2 hours earlier for the first time ever since
yeah,
buying
bitch,
my phone.
Yeah, bitch, I backed it up. I don't give a fuck.
But I didn't want to explain that to him because he would not understand what that meant.
Did you? You know what? I wish you would have done is said, "If you throw it, I'm going to break your window, and then I'm gonna beat your face into the cement."
He's also on his phone. Calling yeah. the police, which he had been threatening to do. Now he's on the phone with the police, and he's telling them his name. So now I know his name's David. So I'm like, David, listen, you want to open the window. You want to let my arm out of here because it's not going to look good.
Did you get his last name?
Yeah, well, I heard it, but I don't remember it. And I said, you want to let my arm out of the window because it's not going
to. Tell me what it is.
I don't know it.
People David? Thought that this was Greg.
All right, that's going way back, Ty. Greg is Mike's friend who does not like this program. So I'm standing there literally for 3 minutes, at least 3 minutes, maybe 2.5. My arm is trapped in this guy's car. Tyler.
Fucking 30 seconds is too much.
and there's everyone's watching, and like, you know, I'm kind of thinking it's funny now. So I'm trying to wiggle my arm out because I really didn't want the cops to show up with my arm inside this window for some reason in my head. Embarrassing, and I think like it's gonna prove something that like I'm crossing barriers that I shouldn't, you know. But he has my property.
Well, he does have proof that you stuck your hand in his property then.
Yeah, but why? I'm
you
getting
have
my
proof
property.
That he has your property.
I didn't reach in his car, officer.
So I wiggle my arm out after a good 2.5 minutes, and I'm kind of laughing about it now because it's comical. And then he's on one side, so then I'm going around the back, and he's running. The Benny Hill music would be good here now, Ty. Literally.
You said you were gonna tell me when.
I just did. So it's so embarrassing, it's so comical, but I just want to get the phone and get the fuck out of here because I have bad mojo and bad history with the cops. So I'm going to one side, he's going to the other, and I'm thinking if I do catch up to this guy, because I probably could.
What then?
I'm probably going to swing at him. I'm probably going to cause harm. So far, no one's done anything.
You could have, like if you would have done harm to the dogs or your wife, if you really wanted to catch him, you could.
Oh, yeah, I could. I would have gone over. I could have. Yeah. So instead, I grabbed some stuff out of his car. He had like some loose clothing, something that he was about to mail. You can see it all in the video. Two 20s. So I grabbed that. I'm like, all right, I got your stuff now. Let's make a trade. Let's just make a trade. I'm like, this has got to be comical if anyone's watching. And he's like, there's $140 there. And I'm like, oh, shit, there's only $40. Now he's going to lie and say that I stole $100. So I throw it all back in. I'm like, all right, all your stuff's back in. Just give me the phone, dude. Just give me my phone. Please just give me my phone. Then the cops finally roll up. And
you were there long enough for the cops to actually
show up. And I could hear them. Yeah, dude, my arm was trapped in the car for a good 3 minutes.
I can't believe the cops came within 3 minutes.
I was... Okay,
no shit.
Benny Hill music is over.
Did you getting raped or something in the valley?
Like
the cops take 15 minutes.
It took them like 6-7 minutes. But they had their sirens on the whole deal. Like
yeah,
they were
nuts.
Speeding our way. So
what if they're coming down and you hear, you know how every now and then the cops are running an intersection or something and it causes a major accident? Someone bites the dust.
Well, hopefully they would sue that guy for wrong.
Wouldn't you feel weird though?
He shouldn't have called the cops.
Bam, an ambulance hits an old lady.
He was, you know what? He was trying to erase a picture is what he was trying to do because I took a picture. Yeah. I wish there were some good shots of like his face trying to figure it out. But he had no idea. At one point, he had my phone upside down, and he was trying. I'm like, dude, it's upside down. What are you doing? Come on. Just give me. We had one moment when my arm was trapped in the car. We had one quick moment where I'm like, look, man, my arm really hurts. And I could see fear in his eyes. And like almost like a moment of empathy, one split second. Like we had the eye connected.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, I'll try. And he tried to, and it was broken. It wouldn't roll down or up anymore.
What do you wish?
Probably.
If you could go back, what would you like to do?
That's over, Tyler. I know it took you a while to look it up.
Are these kind of circumstances I always fantasize about what I would do differently.
I didn't see his penis.
Well, you should have asked him. But like, I would
sweats.
Like.
You could have seen it like really quick. Guys never wear underwear when they wear sweats.
So here's what happened. Here's how it all dies out.
I mean, don't you want to give him like a 50 and go, I'm going to have you some money, sir, because I appreciate you
be
starring in this Vine that I am going to nationally promote.
I don't think that the Vine is, I'm assuming it's erased. I'm assuming that, because I mean, the last I saw it was the angry little, and then he takes it. And Vine has been known to fail a few times.
Absolutely.
It's easy to
all
erase
the time. It crashes.
So I don't know what I'm going to get. So the cops pull up, and I'm actually happy to see the cops, which is a rarity for me after my history with police. I've been, you know, incarcerated 3 separate times, so I'm not proud to admit that. But, you know, I have literally been in arguments with homeless people. 3rd Street Promenade, Santa Monica. Huge argument with a very racist homeless guy who was accosting women. And I was getting in an argument with him. A cop rolled up on his bike, took the homeless guy's side, and told me he was going to arrest me. That's my history with cops. Not good. So cops show up, and immediately you can tell that they're just all about my side, what I say, because I'm clean cut, I'm calm, collected, and he is still ranting and raving.
It's
and
amazing how that works.
Wasn't this also like a day after you shaved?
Like maybe 2 days after I shaved.
Oh,
yeah.
They would
so
not.
Good.
And he's
so
like, which
good.
One's your car? It's, you know, the cops, they did their quick thing. They saw that I had like a lawyer sedan and that he had this.
With the ween on the back.
Fucking like nuts and bolts falling, a bucket of bolts and So I'm like, I said, can I move my car? And he's like, yeah, move your car. I said, I'm not going. I'm not going to run. I just want to move my car. He's like, cool. And I told him a story, and I was completely, in their eyes, the one. They told me that if I see him again, just go the other way to stay away from him.
What'd you do in the part of the story where you said, I came up and started filming him?
First thing I do when the cop gives me, because David gives the cop the phone, and the cop says, is this yours? I'm like, yes. I'm like, please be there. And I press it.
Nervous?
I open it up. I was really nervous. And I was so elated when I saw the line.
I can't believe you had the presence of mind to still write a caption.
I pushed check.
Yeah, me too. Because I would have been so nervous that
my
hand was going to crash. No,
my
but hand. I would have been like, I know it's going to crash. Because I've hit continue or whatever the green button is. And it just goes blank and the screen goes black.
I pushed check.
Many times.
And then I pushed this is real. And then I was like, do I do it? Do I? Of course I do it. And I upload.
Weren't you happy once it was up there in cyberspace and it wasn't
your
responsibility?
Did you tell the officers, and then I approached the suspect and I started filming him?
I was making a Vine.
She did ask that. They both cops talked to me separately. They both wanted to hear the exact same story, make sure that I wasn't making stuff up. And I said, you know what? I did take pictures of him because he was taking tons of pictures of me. And I said, in case anything happened, I didn't know what he was capable of. I wanted to make sure I had something documented. You know, that's what people do. I said, honestly, if you were here a little earlier, I think you guys would be laughing at just how ridiculous it was. I'm very embarrassed about the whole thing.
I wonder how many times in life, and I wonder what the best stories would be, where, since Tyler brought up the Ween sticker, like, there had to have been millions of these things, like, you're driving somewhere and you're hammered. And
no,
you're in the middle of a place there wouldn't be any Ween fans, and you get pulled over, like, by the highway patrol, you're in 100. And the guy gets out and sees your Ween sticker, and he's the biggest fan too, and just cuts you a break. Like, that's had to have happened hundreds of thousands of times. You know what I mean? Lakers.
Or he takes him to jail so that he can talk Ween with him all weekend.
Oh, yeah. Never writes it up. Just hangs with him. And they're like, who's that, Johnson? It's my brother-in-law.
Speaking of Ween, Anderson. They sell, I almost got it a few different times, but you know that baby on board thing that I was just talking about? They sell a Ween on, Boognish on board, which is the Ween thing. And I'd like to have that in my car, but I think that most people would just glance at it and think baby on board, because it looks just like it, but it's a Ween thing. And I don't want to ever be the guy
There's a lot of parallels between Ween and the Juggalo and ICP.
A lot of parallels.
It would have been ironic if, while all that was going on, people were sitting around watching you do it
and vining,
got in fights. Because they weren't pulling away from the pump, because they were standing there watching you.
So here's
nothing more to see here.
It
keep it moving, 24/7 buddy.
24/7 at that gas station. You started a chain of events.
I drive away. They let me go. They're still talking to David, who I don't know if it's because he's finally pulled up and he's getting gas now. But the cops are still there, kind of talking to him. I tried to do a Vine of it, but I'm like, dude, just get out of there. Don't fucking start shooting the.
There's always a chance that he was on meth too. That's why his temper was like. And the cops immediately looked into his eyes and thought, there's the trouble right here.
So I leave. I go to the gym. First, I pull off, and I make a couple more vines to explain what that was. And then I go to the gym. I talk to you. Oh, so he's on the phone. Because he's on the phones with the cops the entire time we're waiting for the cops to get there. He's on the phone with dispatch, and he's screaming and yelling. And I'm sure they got a recording of that. God, what I wouldn't give. And I kept reaching. I'm so dumb. I kept reaching for my phone because I wanted to shoot more video of this guy freaking out. But he had my phone. I wonder if I used to have another backup phone or something,
right.
Or if he took my wallet.
All three of us need
there
backup.
There would have been so many great videos during that
backup.
10 minutes.
Oh, with you and your arm stuck just filming like through the window would have been amazing.
So he's screaming at me, and every time I take a step closer to him, which was often, and then he would run to the other side of the car, he'd get more and more freaked out, and he'd be screaming into the phone of the poor dispatch. He's like, I have his phone. What? Can I throw it? Will I be arrested if I throw it? I'm going to put it in between my ass cheeks. I want to put it between my ass.
Really?
I will do it.
He was saying that to dispatch?
He was yelling at me, but dispatch was on the phone. They could hear him, too. The guy was out of his mind. I don't think he was a homeless. Oh, he's yelling at me about how he employs 25 people, and just because my daddy bought me my car doesn't mean that I own the world. But here's the best part. It's like 6 hours after it happened, and I'm still thinking about it. It's still running through my mind every now and again.
I was still thinking about it.
And I got real proud, and I got real vain, and I got real happy, and I got real excited about the whole thing because I was thinking about all those insults. And in my head, while he's yelling at me, and I'm pumping my gas in front of him, and he's yelling all like about my earring holes and all that stuff, little fat boy Andy is still going, please don't call me fat. Mm-hmm. Please don't call me fat. Please.
What if he'd said Buffalo Boy?
And were you excited that this is how people perceive you?
I'm excited that he thinks I'm young enough that I'm still in a position where my dad's buying me cars.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited that he was saying that my ego is wrapped up not only in my car, but my physique. Wasn't in your muscles and your physique. I'm like, he thinks I'm like a young buff guy. Hey.
And your snake tattoo.
He did say, you don't scare me with your muscles and your fucking tattoos.
Oh, nice.
And your fucking earrings. Oh.
You know what happened to me yesterday is I had to get a smog test in Brea.
This sounds
And the guy who did it was German.
Buckle up.
And he was very serious, and he doesn't take any. He's just a German guy. Just imagine that. German older guy.
No comedy.
By himself. So no matter how many people are waiting
Welcome
in line.
Welcome to Werner's Mufflers.
He totally ignores you until he's done with the car. Like, he'll look at you and just totally ignore you, and then he'll come inside. Next. And he'll take your information, and he sits at the computer, taking his feet up time. He's like machinery. Then he gets back up. So a woman comes in, and he's finishing my machine. Thing up.
Yeah.
He's finishing my
machine.
Stuff up, getting my stickers. And she goes,
machine
"How long will
done.
It take?" And he goes, "Soon as I take after this kid, you're next." And I went, "Thanks for calling me a kid." And he goes, "I did not say kid. I said Keith." And I was like, ah!
Because Mike's real name is Keith.
I was like, God damn it.
Mike's
like
real name is
this Keith.
Keith.
Was there another one on premises?
No, it's me. They have my license.
I finished this Keith card.
All right, so I was, this story's almost done. It's pretty goddamn close to being done. But I was really worried about.
Oh, it's not done until we find this fucking guy.
No, we're not going to find him. Everything's cool. I'm still afraid that he's going to try and sue me for breaking his window because it won't roll up or down. I won't be shocked at all.
He's going to close it on you.
When the cop first starts talking to me, my phone starts ringing. It's Jillian, my wife. And it was never felt so good to say, excuse me, officer, this is my wife. She's a little worried.
Yeah, okay, It's not like my chick. Hold on, my chick's calling.
My bitch is on the... No, I was
my
like...
Main squeeze.
I'm well established. I said, I'm running late for work. My wife is calling me. May I move my Lexus sedan?
It has leather seats. Also.
Good thing I took the kid the car seat out of it this morning. This would be exceptionally embarrassing. But I go back the next day or a couple days later to gas up Jillian's car because I do that for her. And I'm checking it out. It's the first time I've been back. And I'm checking out the surveillance cameras that they have, trying to see because I would love to see the surveillance of that.
I'd give anything.
It would be very, very funny. So I'm checking to see if they have a good angle of it. And I go up to the little cashier and I say, hey, man, got a quick question for you. It's a little odd. But do you think you have a good angle of like this area over here? And I point to the area. And he hands me a little sheet of paper like with a phone number to call. And he says, yeah, the other guy asked the same question. And it's been like a day or two. I'm like, oh, you were on duty? He's like, yeah, you guys were causing a bit of a scene, so I couldn't help but watch. I'm like, I'm very embarrassed. I apologize.
Did you call it?
No, I haven't called yet.
Anderson.
Yeah, what are you
get
doing?
Get on that. What are you doing?
Mm-hmm. It's probably on a seven-day like loop.
Yeah, the surveillance video is going to be better than the no, it's not going to be better, but it's going to be – it's perfectly edited together.
Just like black and white and silent, and you're just like off in the corner.
Yep. I would be able to do like, or I could cut in with the Vine footage and then go like to the.
I don't think they're silent anymore. I think those cameras have audio now.
Oh, there better not be audio because I was yelling horrible things.
No, but I, you know what?
Oh my gosh, what if we saw the video and we completely changed our opinion of Anderson?
It's you just fucking with a guy, walking up to him. What is it, little man? What is it, little man?
Rocking his car.
Dude, you don't walk by my Lexus without fucking paying respects.
Haven't you seen my muscles?
Come police
out. And my tattoos.
I'm like rolling up my sleeves.
Ass.
Look at this one. I'm fucking shaking him down for money.
Steer clear of my car. My daddy bought me that, asshole.
So that's it. Yeah, I should call that probably soon, huh? I was going to have my lawyer friend call.
No, you call.
My best friend to represent me so that
you
it's more
call.
Official. But
no,
I'm embarrassed. I don't want to be like, hey.
I'm proud of myself because I'm a big pussy when it comes to dealing with things. And my old apartment building wouldn't give me my deposit back. Mm-hmm. And it's been going on for 4 months. And finally, I called. And the woman's like, you know what? We sold that building. It's not our responsibility. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of left it at that. And I called this morning and I went, I'm done with this. I'm going to lie. And I called her up and I go, hey, yeah, I'm calling about my deposit. And she goes, I told you before, Mike, and here's the number for the new building. I go, I'm not calling the new guy. You are. I go, it's your responsibility. I talked to a lawyer. He said, it's your problem. And as long as I send you a letter, you have 30 days to send me the check. I can take it. If you don't respond, I can take you to small claims court, which I'm going to do because I have all the free time in the world. And I think it'll be funny. I get a call back from her like 3 hours later. Check's going to the mail later this afternoon.
Fantastic.
And I was like,
nice.
I was like, all you have to do is fake threat. I didn't talk to a lawyer, but
you are correct though. If you have a security deposit with a management company and then a new management company buys it, they also get all security deposits. So they have your money. Unless it's a bad deal that they made.
They have the money, and I wasn't going to let it go for that reason. It's not even a ton of money, but the whole thing is. It's fuck them. You can't just take, you know, $500 and keep
that's it. 500.
Yeah, I got a deal when I moved in because
not only 500, but they're supposed to pay you. It's by law they have to pay you interest.
Well, yeah,
they do.
My security deposit on the new place was $3,000.
What?
Yeah.
I gotta go fix the phone.
Seriously, you want to buy that guitar, Tyler? It's nice. What? It's really nice.
Where did you get it?
I bought it. I wanted one. I'd never played it, though, before, and I bought it. It came on Saturday. It was delivered to me on Sunday.
And you're just trying to
and
flip
it? It's beautiful. It plays great. I just don't like the sound.
What is it?
It's a Taylor T5. It's Seafoam Green.
Is it electric or acoustic?
It's an acoustic electric hybrid.
Yeah, I don't have money for a guitar. Mm. Unless you're like talking like $8 here.
Talking, the list on it, I think, is $2,500. You can have it for what I paid for it, which was $1,175.
What? Mike, how do you have the bread for $1,100 guitars?
Yeah, I bought two guitars on the same day. I bought this one because I thought I would like it. And
I think that's why everyone buys things.
I got a deal. Well, I couldn't play it. I went to Guitar Center, and the guy said, we can't move those things. He goes, they're beautiful, great instruments, but we never sell them. That's why there's like 40 of them on
eBay.
So then
you bought one.
They're all on eBay for like $2,500, $3,000, $3,500. And this one, I low bid on it.
Mike said he bought it because he thought he'd like it.
Yeah, I did.
Which I explained.
The second guitar I bought.
Everyone buys everything.
The second guitar I bought, I love. It's a 50s Western guitar that has like rope around the sound hole. Mm-hmm. It's all plastic, but it's got a cowboy on it and a big horseshoe and stuff.
That sounds terrible. I don't think I would like that at all.
I also bought.
I don't think I would like that one bit. I would love to buy it though.
I bought a 50s player, like a little kid piano, one of those stupid ding ding ding, but it's solid wood, like
Mike,
a baby grand.
Why are you buying these things? It's not going to fill the hole of emptiness.
I know. I learned that when I opened this guitar and thought it's the greatest.
That's when you learned it, Mike. At least you only bought one. Usually Mike buys.
I bought two.
You bought two of the guitars?
Yeah.
Not if.
I bought the Western one and I bought the Taylor.
Why do you have to buy everything in pairs?
Shoes,
Mike. I want to psychoanalyze Mike right now. I think there's two of you, Mike, in your head. The good Mike and the bad Mike.
Here's
you
the
like
thing.
To reward them both.
Let's go back to something real
that's
quick.
That's the problem.
Let's talk about your sound.
I love the fact that you have 6 seconds of video on that, because any more would have been
diverting.
Not as good. Any
classic,
less would have been like you
technique.
Would never know. Yeah, you wouldn't know that. You wouldn't know the intent of the story.
I wish there was two vine applications.
I wish there was 12 seconds.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right, so enough of the Vine shit.
So we got this guy right now. I have to shoot this party at the Improv tomorrow night where they're going to unveil this giant mural that wraps around the entire parking lot. And I thought of you because the guy who's painting it is famous for painting those giant sea life murals.
Yes.
His name's Weiland.
Weiland and Nelson are the two big ones.
Like the Long Beach Aquarium?
Yes. The largest mural in the world at the time.
That's what
largest
this guy did.
In the world.
Weiland did the largest, and he did all the ones around San Diego and stuff. So it's a mural of a bunch of comics, and he's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. But exactly what I anticipated, ego out of control artist, and he's one of those guys that's so engaging. You immediately, as someone of our age that's been in show business, you immediately check out, like, this is the bullshit artist, like, looks you right in the eye. Like, within 10 seconds of meeting me, I want to interview you, man. And then he pulls me aside. I want you to teach me what you know about photography. I'm like, shut, fuck you.
You're talking about Weiland right
now?
Yeah. Weiland did this.
Yeah. And
Mike, I took that away from you.
It's bullshit. You know what I mean? It's engage with somebody, and then they love you. And he doesn't know who I am now. But within 3 minutes of conversation, I know. This is leading somewhere, by the way.
Okay.
I know he has three houses, one in Laguna Beach, one on the north coast of on the north shore of Hawaii, and one on the coast in Florida. I know that he's rich.
Hawaii.
He doesn't have to work, and he's never charged for his artwork. I know that he's a music producer, a music writer, and a musician who's put out albums. And when I said, that's a tough game, not for me, it's not. I write good songs. I'm a good musician. I know that. And then now there's a group of us around. This is what I've learned in less than 3 minutes. He's the greatest thing that ever lives from his point of view. Nice guy, though. So what I learned is I learned that, and then there's other people in the conversation. Now there's like six people, and they're all kissing his ass because he's got a team of people that show up before him and get things ready.
Right.
And from what I can tell, the mural looks pretty fucking
awesome.
Where
is he painting?
The entire parking lot of the Improv.
Okay. Is he painting over all those horrible faces?
They're all gone. Long gone.
There used to be faces of like really famous comedians from way back when, and a lot of them looked like a lot of the guys especially looked like lesbian versions of themselves.
Yeah, these are going to be way better. I mean, I wouldn't have done it. I would have left it plain because it's just going to cause too many problems with comics who aren't on the mural.
Plus, it's going to get graffitied, probably.
No, graffiti artists do not hit each other like hit an artist like this. So, but he is one of the biggest egomaniacs I've ever met in my life. Maybe, but I hope not.
These goddamn kids, this new generation, goddamn soft. They got no respect.
Okay, two things. One is, the guy's famous for painting sea life. So it's just wall to wall, like about 80 comedians.
Is it like Adam Sandler, the sea lion version?
No. There's a big dolphin right in the middle with a microphone.
What?
I swear to God. I swear to God. And that's his logo. So I sort of get he got to do that. Very weird. Very weird. But I get it, because he's a famous artist, and he's doing it for free.
Blowhole, am I right?
He's doing it for free to support
there,
his...
Buddy?
So he's doing it for free to
Did
support his
purpose?
Foundation. So here's the conversation. Where,
Did he do it on purpose?
Here's the conversation where I almost said the worst thing.
The N-word?
I've almost said at the Improv, in front of people. There's a group there doing a benefit for children that night, which was Tuesday. This show for him, which is tomorrow night, is to benefit his group for children. And so the guy's talking about it, and I said, how long is it going to take you to do this? He goes, long as it takes, man, 24/7 if I have to. I'm going to finish this by Friday night, which I find almost impossible when I drove by there and saw it last night. Like, no fucking way you're going to do this. Because it does look really good.
Mm-hmm. But it's not finished? I don't understand.
It's not even close to being
finished. How do you know it looks really good?
I drove by. I could. Oh, he has like he had Sandler and Spade penciled in.
Wait, did he already paint the dolphin?
Oh yeah,
he did that first.
No, it's all shadows.
Is the dolphin standing up in front of a microphone, or is it sideways with the microphone underneath?
You know, I don't know what it's doing.
So microphone,
but I assume
blowhole.
There's a pool of water and he's doing that wavy thing. So
how do you not know?
Because he's behind the other people. I'm assuming there's a pool.
I gotta go to
the
improv.
I thought he was like front.
You said he's right in the middle,
center stage, right in the front.
I don't have a picture. There's a row of comedians, and there's a dolphin right
there. Are there
in the
a
middle.
Bunch of fish around them, like, laughing with smiles?
No, there should be, though.
That'd be great.
I'll add those later. So,
does he have a group or fish around him?
Okay, so there's a manager with no sense of humor. There's a couple of girls, attractive girls, that are working with this other group.
Translation,
there's
15-year-old girls there.
Other group for kids. Him, a couple of his very kissy-assy
sycophants, yes, man.
Yeah. I have to keep going back to he's a good artist, because he is.
When he's telling you all those things you're learning, the worst part about that is like
he volunteered
you know
it
that,
all. I didn't ask.
You know that he's probably told that exact same spiel to like a dozen people today.
His brain just shuts off, and
he just goes through his resume. Yeah,
just starts spitting.
Oh, so gross.
Well, I knew it was coming when I said, "Where do you live?" And he went, "That's a good question."
It's verbal masturbation. Like Mike, you were known as being a guy who never doesn't shut up, and you meet new people, and you talk. But it's never that. It's always new shit. It's always different stuff. It's always random stuff. It's stuff about what's going on right here in the room. It's not your fucking resume. And those people that just give their resume, it's the verbal masturbation. It's gross. I feel like I'm getting semen all over my face.
Okay, so.
I do.
So.
I feel like I'm getting bukkake by these people. I don't like.
You know when you say something that you know you shouldn't have said, and it comes out, and you're just like, I had my body physically stopped me. Physically, like mid word, I felt like I was going to vomit. It just went like, no, like
good,
immediately.
Good. What was it?
I said, how long is it going to take? As long as it takes, 24/7 if I have to work that long. And he goes, unless a couple of chicks come by. And then he goes, but you know who I wish was here? Little kids, because I love working with kids. And that's what my foundation's for. And I went, plus. Kid pussy's the best. And it was coming out of my mouth. And all these
God,
people. I said,
Mike,
plus kid
what?
Put. It, I really said, plus kid put. And I just went, pull. And I just kind of like stopped. And I did the fake.
Plus kids put on a really good effort.
Yeah.
You know,
and
put on a good show.
I honestly was about to say, yeah, kid pussy's the best.
Oh my God. And now I have that drop forever and ever.
And
it with no one talking over it. Your Honor.
Like, did anyone say what were you saying? What? No, but what? Go ahead.
No, no.
You got saved.
No, I totally saved.
Fuck, I wish they asked you. How many people were, how many
five? Did you die inside?
I was like, how did that happen? Because it wasn't like my brain went, no. My body, like my throat went like, ugh. It stopped.
That's amazing. That is fantastic. Yeah. The human mind.
It could, you know what?
Capable.
It may have been physically. I was about to cough, and it could have been that stopped.
Really
it.
Coincidental.
It's
enough to make you believe in God.
Nah, not quite. Because he gave me those dirty thoughts.
Can you imagine trying to explain your? So how'd you come to God? Well, I was talking about kid pussy.
If you guys are bored, swing by tomorrow night because I'm gonna shoot it from like about 5 to 7.
I know.
Might be kind of fun. Swartzen's on the show.
Friday.
There's a bunch.
It's Friday. I don't leave the house.
Okay.
Gets crazy.
Well, swing on by.
What was I gonna say? God damn it!
There might be some free drinks.
That's totally true. If he did find God, that would be the greatest.
Great testimony.
Greatest, and you'd have to be honest.
Mike would travel the nation.
Like you're born again. Like what brought you to us? What
good brought you? Okay, I was talking to this painter. He was mentioning chicks coming by, and then he said he works with kids. And I was about to say, because kid pussy is the best. And I realized
the hand
Jesus
of God
came down,
closed my throat,
and told me, referring to it as kid's pussy, is a disgrace.
All right, so my car is in the shop.
You rich fucking asshole.
Is
your daddy
paying
for
it?
I called daddy earlier.
Daddy footing
what,
the bill.
What is your car in the shop for?
My dad's getting insane, guys, and I'm going to be in Hawaii with him and my mom
and
my wife. I'm going in
the
August.
Vines.
And there's going to be some shit. The vines are going to be great. My
August.
Poor dad. So I don't know what to talk to my dad about. And he gets in these moods, and I've always heard it about people with Alzheimer's, even though he hasn't officially been diagnosed with it, but he's got a lot of dementia, a lot of issues. For the most part, he's just like a happy little kid, right? Mm-hmm. It sounds sad, it sounds awful, but when it's your own dad, you can talk about it like this. He was in a mood yesterday, the day before, my mom...
Plus Alzheimer put...
My mom and him came out to do lunch during the day because I haven't seen him in a while, and he was just on edge and defensive from the time he got there. And I get to the point where, like, I don't know what to talk to the man about. Like, I can't... Anything I bring up, he doesn't have an answer for it, he can't formulate an answer, or he gets pissed. So I was just... I just learned recently that the Bolsheviks took over Russia in 1931. And that's the year he was born. So I say, hey, Dad, when were you born? He said, 1931. I said, that's the year that the Bolsheviks... That's the year that they kind of went into power in the USSR. He starts screaming at me. What the fuck? What do you mean? I'm a PhD. You know what? Do you know how much schooling I have? I went to McGill. Don't tell me about that. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't talk to this man anymore.
Did he have a run-in with some Ruskies?
I don't... I learned that, actually, on Pussy Riot, which is a documentary that's... about Pussy Riot, the punk rock band, girl punk rock band.
Here's my whole problem with that Pussy Riot thing is they got so much press and they weren't even a fucking, they don't even have a record out.
All right, Mike's jealous. Oh, listen, Film Vault this week, I do a review of, talk about The To-Do List, which is not out until late July. I went to a screening of it, a press screening of it, took a bus across town.
Why?
Because if that guy sees me again, I want him to know that I'm poor.
Mm. Except he rented the bus.
No, because my car, right here, driver.
You got to keep shoes on in your car that have no soles.
You should
soles.
Find out where, like, if he takes the bus and which line he does.
He doesn't take the bus. He has a car with a broken window.
Rent that bus that he takes
with a window that does not go up.
When he tries to get off, you should get this bus ain't stopping.
You should go to a thrift store and buy those stereotypical hobo clothes from the 30s or 40s, like the brown hat and the dirty brown clothes with the shoes with no soles. And just hang out till you see him and go, hey, brother.
I don't think they sell shoes with no soles.
Just go, hey, brother, can you spare a dime? And go, oh, you look familiar, friend.
So I'm going to be shooting some fun vines and have some fun stories about old dad. And the only thing that makes it palatable, the only thing that makes it stomachable
is that we're going with you.
Is that my mom thinks it's funny. I mean, that's how she deals with it. It's kind of funny when he was starting fights with just absolute strangers, calling this woman a bitch in the parking lot because she wouldn't pull away. She was sitting in a spot that was next to us. And he couldn't figure out if she was leaving or going.
This sounds so a little familiar.
And he starts yelling, she's just a bitch. I don't care, Andy. She's a bitch. I'm dead. She's a stranger. And she's not a bitch. She's sitting in her car. She has
next
the right
thing
to
you
do
know,
so.
Your dad's got his arm stuck in her window.
I've seen so many runs with my dad. Yes, it is awful. That the parallels there with my dad are terrible. I agree. I did not want to go out
sweats too.
In public with my dad because he would start a fight 50% of the time with strangers. Constantly. But he was in the wrong. I'm in the right. That's the difference.
Got it.
So
check.
Real quick, side note. Mike, there's this metal thing for a microphone stand to go into, which is loose on the console here, and it sounds like this. Mike has been playing with it throughout the entire show. He's fidgeting and he's playing with it, and it was bugging me a lot. So I took it away from him like a teacher would a small child. He was in mid sentence talking about pussies, children pussies.
Oh,
and sounds awful.
I was talking about that.
And I and I took it away from him like a small child. And two funny things. About 2 minutes later, he's looking for it, like frantically looking for it. Like, holy shit, where did that thing go? And then about 10 minutes after that, I am sitting here doing the exact same thing that Mike was doing.
Yes.
Terrible.
It's good. It's an interesting thing. It's like this giant brass screw.
So I dropped my car off at the shop because there was only one mechanic that I trust, of course, because I'm crazy and paranoid, and he happens to be, like, not where I live anymore at all.
I get
so
to it after Keith.
He's, like,
After Keith Pussy.
He's 4.2 miles away from the studio. The reason I know that is because I dropped the car off and then walked to work a couple nights ago. 4.2 miles in Chuck's, not a good idea.
And you left your car there all night?
Yeah. I'm also paranoid. I dropped it off, the keys in the mail slot, and I'm a little sketchy, a little paranoid, so I put him. Put them in an envelope, licked the envelope and everything, folded it over, and then I slipped it through the mailbox, and it lands on the carpet just inside the door, pops open, the key pops out, and all you can see is the Lexus fucking logo glistening in the light. It was awful. It was not funny. So then I walked to work, and I'm walking up Washington Boulevard, Venice Boulevard out here and on the west side, and you don't really notice it when you're in your car or public transportation like I'm known to do now. Because I don't have a car right now. But if I didn't know any better, I would think that the Japanese won World War II.
Like, maybe we did.
Everything is sushi.
Secret to victory.
Or Taekwondo or karate studios. At least 50% of the businesses I passed had Asian theme. Most of which
it's
were
gotta
Japanese.
Be, well, someone opens a business and they tell their friend, you know, like, you should open this business. It's a reasonably priced block. And then all of a sudden.
It's crazy. And it's not because I was in the Japanese part of town.
A bunch of rickshaws pull up.
This is, I'm talking about like Culver City.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Yeah.
Isn't it weird that things like Chinatown is probably
isn't racist?
Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Is this started out as like probably a derogatory term. Like, yeah, it's Chinatown. And then they're like, yeah, we'll take it.
In Chinatown.
And now it's on signs and everything.
It's a great Thin Lizzy song. That Thin Lizzy song, Chinatown, that's a good one.
Dude, Chinatown, that was definitely like
good
a,
movie.
A slur term.
I don't think so. I think it was called Chinatown and became a slur term to racists who didn't like Chinese people.
Do you think Chinaman is a
slur? No, because there was enough of them in one place, and then they were like, yeah, you live down on Milligan, that's Chinatown.
Yeah, no, Chinatown is definitely racial.
And then it eventually actually became a segment.
You think so?
Like Little Italy
and to the point where like Little Italy and Armenia Town and all that stuff.
If it has a little, you're classic.
Yeah, Little Italy.
Like Little Tokyo, you're classic.
Yeah, Little Italy doesn't sound racist at all.
You might be on
Chinatown.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe
Chinatown is dismissive.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, don't drive through Chinatown.
Because I apologize for my my pappy nature right now. I am exceptionally tired. I should not be sitting in this seat. You know you're in trouble when you start drinking at 4 in the morning.
You started
drinking at 4 a.m. last night. It was not fun at all. It was awful, Michael.
I know.
It was terrible. And then when you're on the phone with your best friend and his wife at 5:30 in the morning.
Why?
Because there's been an argument or a disagreement with him the last week, and you're trying to explain yourself at 5:30 in the morning.
They actually just called a party line, and they happen to be on the other end.
I learned I'm not your best friend. Here's the thing.
I didn't mean best friend. I meant friend.
The reason that movie was called Chinatown because there was a saying in the 40s and 30s, 40s and 50s that the cops looked the other way in Chinatown because they didn't care. And because there was so much crime going on, they couldn't possibly do anything about it. So whenever they didn't want to deal with something, they just said Chinatown. Now, even if it had nothing to do with being near Chinatown, it was just Chinatown. You know, like
I thought it meant clean it up because like all the laundries.
No, it's like we don't have a when they didn't have a lead on something and they just wanted to go have a beer, they'd say that's Chinatown. That case is Chinatown. Just like we can't do it.
I'm gonna start saying that at work when they give me assignments. I'm like Chinatown.
Yep.
Not taking it.
You know how fast you're going, sir? Chinatown. Cops like have a good day.
Not where you're going. How fast you're going, Chinatown.
You know what? I would like to do that too, some of it sounds racist. And silence.
I don't know what it was about that comment.
And scene.
So I started writing and drinking at 4 in the morning, and then flash forward, it's like 5:20, and I'm on
to sleep. It sounds like you just have visions sometimes that you're like Ernest Hemingway.
I'm on Amazon, and this is where I depart from Ernest's way. I'm on Amazon shopping for phone covers, for iPhone cases, and smoking a cigar and drinking more.
Sounds this good. Man is married, ladies and gentlemen.
Sounds good.
Yeah, wife about to be up in about an hour and a half, and I realized she'd be very upset. She woke up, so I crawl into bed next to her, and undetected. That's the best part about those Tempur-Pedic beds.
Whoa. You think it's undetected.
No, I know it is, because she lets me know.
The sound of your ice cubes in your tumbler clinking together wake her up.
Clink on the bed.
She lets me know when I wake her up. Even if I don't know it at the time, the next day she'll let me know. And a lot of time I think I'm being really sly. She's like, you got out of bed 3 times last night. You got out of bed at 4:12, came back at 5:20. I'm like, how do you know all this? You're like a robot.
She doesn't actually ever sleep. She just lays in bed collecting information.
I'm like a robot.
Hey, Bald Brian, how are you, buddy? He listens religiously.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Sends me texts and tweets during the day talking about the show and how it could be better and wait things to do. Thanks for the... He didn't like the robot baseball that we were talking about last week. He said it should be holograms. I said, here's the deal. I'm not paying for holograms. I'm paying for robots.
No, I'm going to see physical stuff.
Exactly. Physical stuff.
I want to see bats break.
I want to see robots break.
I want to see a robot throw at another robot's head and a fight happen.
What?
There was a Super Nintendo video game where it was robots in the future playing baseball, and then you could get in arguments, and you would have a robot fight like at second base. It was pretty awesome.
And if
you won, then you knocked the ball out of his hand, and you were safe.
Yeah, they kick like nuts and bolts on each other's feet.
Were there like little nuts and bolts flying off their heads?
Mm-hmm.
Like little...
And some dudes had like tank tracks for legs, and then some had like cyborg legs. It was
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So
I think it was called Baseball Wars. It was just like the most straightforward name. What do you want to call it?
I'm doing a thing that I hate that Mike does often. But
macking that metal thing against.
Perhaps we'll post. No, we shouldn't post. I don't know. You know how there's like in my walks, in my journeys that I've been having the last few days, Ty Ty and Mike, on the buses and walking through towns. I'm liking the buses. I'm liking them.
How long was that bus ride back home?
Back home. Oh, I caught a ride home from here. But I've been taking buses all over the valley and seeing all sorts.
Some nice people on those buses.
Salt of the earth.
Yeah, yeah. Bus drivers, not so nice. Not total
totally,
dicks.
I'm totally not going to go along with you on this one.
I love when you like say something to them and they just do that little, they turn their head about 30 degrees to look at you.
Barely. No, this one guy, I'm like, so this is my first time on the bus in a long time out here because I had this whole fucking backstory because I'm such an ass and I'm terrified that he's going to think that I am what I am, which is a fucking
bus bitch.
White dude
yep.
with
new
a car.
New fish on the bus.
He fucking starts getting raped.
I want him to think that I'm like, but I'm like, I just moved up here from, you know, uptown and I forget the routes here, but so I'm like, I'm trying to get to the Galleria. So what do I just hop on the 761 up there? And just silence. I'm like, excuse me, sir.
I only know my route.
Do I go on the 761? And then he says, yes. And I said, all right, do I pay another 150 or do I get a transfer? What's the deal? He goes, pay another. I'm like, all right, well, thank you all for all your help. So nice. And then I see there's a sign above him. Unnecessary conversation with the bus driver
it's a
crime.
The old ladies that sit in the front, they're like, and then I was with Marvin, and it was such a nice day. I've been on those buses.
Plus, he's got to save his energy for when he tells his wife he's going to send her to the moon.
And then there's this other sweet bus. It has its own fucking like lane. It's
Mike,
like
is that a honeymooners reference?
Yeah, sorry.
Jesus
sorry.
Christ.
Sorry. As soon as it started coming
pow!
Out of my mouth.
Right in the kisser. Pow! Right in the kisser. So there's this other, it's like above ground subway, essentially, because it has its own lane. Cars aren't allowed on it at all.
Is it in the middle?
It's in the middle, and it's awesome.
It's called a light rail.
No, it's a metro. So I hop on that one. I'm like, I'm doing that stupid thing where like it's about to leave, and I'm running, and I'm all sweaty, and I hop on last minute, and I'm like sweating, and all the passengers are looking at me, and I walk to the front of the bus, and I have my fucking money in my hand. I'm like, hey, so where do I pay? And now this guy's like, he sounds like Werner Herzog. And he says, you have to buy card.
Tap card.
Cops might come on. It's not my problem. I'm like, but I just want to pay the money. He's like, you have to get off bus and buy card. I'm like, fuck me. Now what?
What'd you do?
I got off the fucking bus. Mm. And then Jillian called and came pick me up.
I just heard on the radio they were talking about how LA County or whatever has decided that they're going to latch the things down to go to the metro.
For the first time ever. It's been honor system for the first 20 years.
Yeah, yeah. Dumbasses. They're like, we could make an extra $7 million a year.
The percentage
like
of people that ride without paying was insane.
Not this guy. I got off as soon as I heard I was doing something.
But
illegal.
It was like 70% pay.
But why were they not just doing that to begin with?
Because Villaraigosa. I don't know. I'm getting local politics here.
He's the worst mayor of the city.
All right. What are we doing?
If you have little turnstiles that require the little thing to get through, why have they just not been on?
You just gave me an idea.
I'm sure that there is something much more behind it, guys. I'm sure
there's
lobbyists.
You just gave me an idea that I like.
What?
I'm not going to ask you the first part. I'm going to.
Just know that there is a first part.
I'm going to, from where I live in the valley,
uh-huh.
I am going to devote a day to riding the bus and see how much video I can shoot and see if I can cut it together for 5 minutes with Mike because I have not been on a bus in 25 or 30 years. Mm-hmm. And the last time I was on a bus, I did it in Pacific Beach because I didn't want to try to park for the X Games. So I took the bus from my place in San Diego down Mission Boulevard to Mission Beach.
Right.
I could have walked, but that would have taken like a half an hour. So
cost $6 all day. And it's just occurring to me about once a year, I drop my car off in a shop and then I have to do what I'm doing right now. And we all talk about buses for a good segment or two. And we even at one point were planning on doing a full podcast on a bus. Do you guys recall that?
Hey,
yeah.
You
know, I'll tell you right now.
A lot of bus talk.
Let's say, I know this isn't going to happen, but let's just say, like if I could find a way to get over the hill on a bus, I might consider it just to see what happens.
You can.
Over Laurel.
Okay, well, no more local. It just sounds like that fucking
Anderson,
California.
Anderson, let's say
Stuart.
We all took the bus
Reunion.
For 3 days. How much money do you think we'd save? I'm guessing I'd save $100.
Not in 3 days, Mikey. Don't be crazy. It's $6 a day, so $18 right there, right?
Yeah,
3 days.
I drive probably 40 miles a day.
I fill my car up $60 a week. So I'm not saving any money, I don't think. Maybe
you
$10.
Spend a third as much on gas as I do?
Apparently, yeah, because I'm not driving to San Diego to get my teeth cleaned. Listen, I want to get back to this story.
What are you, a precious whale, Mike? You have to go to San Diego?
In my travels.
I saw the space shuttle on Sunday.
My foot travels, we all saw because we looked at your phone. My foot travels, my up close and personal, Japanese must have won World War II travels, and lots of have you seen my dog? He responds to bubbles, lost, reward.
Like
I hate it. Tears come to my eyes at some of them.
Wait, what?
When I see all these like lost dog posters,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
Tons of them out there. And then every 10th one, it was like found dog. I'm like, oh, sweet, they found one. I saw one, Ty, and Michael. I lost, missing, that I never seen before. I have a picture of it. I would like to put it up so that the listener can there can be payoff.
And it is very sad, but it's so fucked up and sad that it's hilarious. I can't stop looking at it. And
you took it, or is it a photo?
I took a picture of the picture that's on the tree. But here's the thing. It's a human being.
Oh, my God. This is going to seriously make me cry.
It's a human being, an Asian man, elderly man. And it just says, have you seen him? And then it says, dementia. Oh. And then it has two phone numbers. And the picture of him, he looks very confused in the picture. So it all adds up. But here's the worst part about
that
it.
That is the saddest one I've seen.
Is every single dog one that I've seen before and every single dog one I take notice of that I've seen since now, and there's a number of them, every single one of them says the dog's name, responds to Bubbles, responds to Tootsie, you know what I mean? Responds to Cocoa Puff. Not this one, no name. And it looks,
maybe his name's Dementia.
That's what I would think.
That's the closest pronunciation like in Japanese.
Maybe he's so far gone that it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, that's what somebody else said. But they have him tacked all over the neighborhood.
Maybe his parents never loved him and he doesn't have a name.
Oh, so upset.
He's like a kung fu fighter from the 20s.
What would be cruel is if you were an amateur CGI genius and you made a 3D of him and did a video of him sitting on the bus and stuff.
Why would anyone
do that? Should we call the number right now and ask if they found him? There's two numbers.
You're live on the After Disaster.
Have you found Dementia? Have you found good old Dem?
You know what? Honestly, if he can do it with a straight face, I think we should call him and say we were curious if you found him.
What?
Yeah.
I want to post
this. Who calls
and
just, hey, did you find that? Yeah, why not?
I don't want our...
Well, let's put a black bar over his eyes.
No.
You can't see him anyways. He's Asian.
Wow.
You know what?
Well, I was right outside of Subway. I walked out of Subway, and I thought that, because it looks like he works at Subway. Doesn't he look a little bit like a Subway
worker? You know how we could do our part?
And I thought it was somebody just fucking with the old guy that worked at Subway.
Ah,
and then I looked at it.
That's a great idea. Let's put one of those right outside.
Let's do that with Drew. Let's take pictures of Drew and put them all over the place. Have you seen this man? Dementia.
Hey.
He's going to be like, they're after me again.
You know what we could do to make ourselves feel good about this? That we actually did something? This isn't going to be funny or anything, but this is true. We could distribute some more of those flyers.
Yeah.
Or we could call. Put the thing up, Tate. I don't think we should do this.
I don't think so either.
At 9:20 at night.
You know what? If it was earlier, I'd be calling.
If we call at 9:20, they're going to think we have information.
You give me an idea, though. We take a picture of all three of us. Have you heard this podcast?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Stickers. Hey. And we just start putting them everywhere.
And we'll become like, I was going to say Taylor Swift. That's not his name. Shepherd Fairey.
I don't know who that is. I am kidding.
Let's leave them a message. The hey, if you find your old guy, let us know. No,
We'd
here's the thing.
We'd love to have him on our show.
Yeah, we should post things.
You know what we almost did right
with
there?
With our number.
You know what we almost did right there?
What? Federal offense?
One of those potential horrible radio stunts that gets everyone fired.
But we can't get fired.
No, I'm just saying that would have been in line with that. Like,
no.
Oh, then they tried to call this family whose great-grandfather was, he's Asian, so he might be like seven generations out.
Yeah, he's their great-great-great-grandfather.
This reminds me of the second grade. This is the, I don't want to say great because it's not what it is, but the most provocative or interesting posting I've ever seen on a tree or a light post, right, of a missing something or other. The other one, also Asian inspired, and it was actually my back in the MySpace days, it was my logo, it was my picture. Instead of my picture, I had the flyer of, it was a picture of a poodle, and it said, have you seen Ling Ling? Ling Ling's body, or no, Ling Ling's head is missing. We have only body in backyard. Ling Ling, call with information. I think it's still on the internet somewhere. We're out there. Terrible. Ling Ling.
I do. Now, the more I'm thinking about this idea, I think it's fucking hilarious to find a goofy person that works in a subway or something like that, take the phone picture of them, and then put the signs all around the subway to see how many people call because they saw him.
I wonder how you could actually put it on the front door, like as you're walking in, just kind of like tap it up there, especially if there's like already a sign there, just kind of cover it so that every person that walks in is right in their mind.
All right, so you can find the Ling Ling Doghead. Just go to Google, Ling Ling Doghead, took me right to it. And it just says in giant letters, it says missing doghead. And there's a picture of poor little Ling Ling.
Why do you think that's real?
It might be fake. And it says, you finding Ling Ling's head? Someone come into yard, killed dog, cut off head of dog. Ling Ling, very good dog. Very much want head return.
You know what that is, Mike? What? Chinatown.
1994.
Chinatown.
It's a long time.
Chinatown, I'm not looking for that dog.
Yeah, we got that missing dog over there. That's Chinatown. Let's get a drink.
Let's wrap up the show, because this might be the worst show we've done.
Right. No, that's a good one.
Let's Chinatown this show.
So I was listening to
Mark. We
don't
listen to that show.
Different radio program, terrestrial radio program, on the way in here.
Terrestrial radio's dead, bro.
You ever heard of Mark and Brian?
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah. Well, they had Mark on this other radio program talking about the show and where they're at. And Mark Thompson is his name.
Yes.
And he's got a new podcast with his wife, I guess. And it reminded me of why we do this stupid little show here. Because everything that he says is so deliberate and so calculating. And, you know, he's an old radio fucking blowhard. He's 27 years in
I found him to be very irritating.
Don't like him. But everything he was saying, every question, he was skirting every question, almost like a politician. They were asking if he and Brian might ever get together again. If we do, it's going to be at the right time. It's going to be the appropriate thing to do. We're going to get on a stage somewhere and do whatever it is that we decide to do. And I was thinking, if the After Disaster had any kind of popularity and we did disband, we would not get together and say, what's the appropriate thing to do?
No.
We would do some stupid.
Be on a bus recording.
There's so much of that shit out there. And this show is a direct. It made me realize that this show is like a direct response to all that appropriateness.
You know what? That's funny. Because now that I'm thinking about that, I think you're totally right. Because I heard that interview too. And I just found him to be so annoying. It's like, shut up. You know, and then when he asked him, you guys hate him, right? No. You know, when you work with someone, I'm like, wait, whoa. I've seen legendary musicians that work with each other for 40 years and they love each other. They're constantly hanging out.
Here's his reason for not hating. He's like, We worked together for 27 years for at least 6 hours a day, 5 days a week. When we were doing TV, it was 14 hours a day. And that's how much we saw each other. So, yeah, of course, now that we don't work with each other, we haven't talked in over a year and a half. Of course! What the fuck kind of excuse is that?
Yeah.
That's total bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
You know, Waylon Jennings and Johnny Cash were friends for 50 years. They didn't go like, you know, we've been on tour a long time. F him. And there's
I need to catch up on not seeing you.
There's tons of people that have worked with people for years and years and years and years. You know, I mean,
me and Mike don't like each other.
No.
But we don't, you know.
But when we finally break up and someone interviews us on a lesser podcast, of course, we will both say, no, there's no problem.
Yeah,
when I'm looking
Mike
at Tyler through
years.
Glass 90 minutes a week, once a week, there's no hard feeling. You tell me that you can look at a guy through glass. Maybe spend a third of your time talking to him, or not, that you guys are going to get along every day. You tell me that.
No, Tyler. Really? No, don't say that about Mike.
Yeah.
What?
Whoops. What?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, I'm thinking about taking
mad
a bus.
Shit, bro.
I'm thinking about looking up a bus schedule tonight and not tomorrow because I have a feeling I'm going to be in. Oh, I got to fucking work all day.
I'll take the bus.
Yeah, take pictures of that dolphin.
I'm going to. I'll send it to you.
I hope his mural makes a splash.
I apologize. Oh. I'd like to apologize to David if he is listening. I was thinking about how funny it would be if he did a little research. I'm scared of the guy. A little scared of the guy. He's got
He turned up his radio and threw like a little tape adapter. He's playing the After Disaster.
David guy's got my license
hugging.
Plate. I was trying to figure out how much you can find out about a person if you have their license plate. I think you find out way too much about them. Luckily, I don't use my actual address for anything official.
I don't think you can find much unless you're a PI or know where to look because...
This is the type of guy that would like have resources such as that.
I assumed that you were doing it because you wanted to find info about him. Like, completely forgot he took photos of you and you were worried about him.
And I feel a little bit bad about the guy. No one wants to hear about, you know, the poor life decisions. And I mean, I was a dick. I never dreamed I'd be a middle-aged man like yelling at someone about their shitty car in public. I mean, that's just not who I am at all. You know what I mean?
I've done that. That's embarrassing.
I am the guy who hates the man. I am not the man. You know what I mean? I've never been yelled at for being
bourgeois. I'm the man's son. I'm not the man.
I hate
bougie.
The man too.
You are the man's son, though.
I was the bougie.
I'm not the man's son.
I'm not the man's son.
Yeah.
I prove I hate the man all the time because I jeopardize my income constantly.
Not as much as David. David's the real deal.
Man,
part of me is kind of jealous of David.
Yeah.
He's free. I'm not free.
I prove that I hate the man.
Hey, if you saw my track record for what I pull, the shit I pull at the improv, I should have been fired over and over and over. And I did it again when I was talking to that guy, talking to Weiland. He asked me a question, and he goes, what are you doing right now? I go, I'm putting these pictures up as fast as I can so I can get out of here. And he goes, yeah. And I go, I'm serious. I go, because I work for a bunch of assholes. And they were all right there. Our general, our the GM and the guy above him, who I technically don't work for because I'm a freelancer. But I go, I work for a bunch of assholes. And then he kind of laughed, and he goes, you're an artist. And I went, no, I'm serious. I really hate these guys, and I really work for a bunch of assholes. And I just kept on working. And the one guy... didn't think it was funny at all.
Well, I wouldn't think he would.
And the other guy that I'm friends with kind of just shrugged his shoulders like, I wish you wouldn't say
Mikey.
That kind of stuff in public.
It sounds like the end of a really bad sitcom. And then
it
is. Yeah.
Frame.
When I'm unemployed, it'll be even worse.
Freeze frame is, he's like, kid, put. and written by.
Why is my dog being cared about? All right, I got to go deal with Stanley.
I seriously hate the fucking man. I seriously do. I hate these fucking managers, and I hate these fucking people with their egos.
Mm-hmm. The cars that daddy bought them.
No, you know what?
It he probably matter. Thinks I'm like in my mid-20s.
It doesn't matter what job you do. It matters that you do it with some dignity and you do a good job. But if you do a mediocre job at your job and you have a huge ego about it, fuck you.
Hi, I'm an after disaster. How are you? Welcome to the program.
Sorry, the first thing you hear
we're ending the show.
Fuck you as you're coming on.
Well, my instincts, which are usually wrong, said to go to the call for the last part of the call. Last part of the show. So here you go. You're on the instincts proved to be very wrong.
This is
my instincts.
This is,
you know,
dementia
what?
Calling.
My instincts.
I heard you talk about me on your show.
Dr.
Wrong.
Dementia.
But I knew my instincts would be wrong, so that means they were actually
Dr.
right.
Dr. Dementia.
All right, good night. God be with you.
Good night, everybody.
Are we going to post dementia?
Sure.
You know what?
I'll just fucking
if you
it.
Post it and people are assholes and they call that number.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, but
the other
thing is, what if one of our listeners sees him?
What if he is one of our listeners and we drove him to the brink?
Tyler always
He's
makes
like,
it about
Some,
us.
Somebody loves
Someone has to.
Somebody loves me.
Film Vault this week. I can't remember. What the fuck? Oh, but top five breakups. I thought it would be an awful episode.
Oh, you and Brian should have broke up at the end.
I talked about that. How funny it would be. Yeah. How hilarious. Very meta.
That means that either I'm very as funny meta. As you or you're as funny as me.
Good night, y'all.
Doesn't mean that Ew. At all. Just means you guys thought the same stupid thought.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Mike, go fight the man or something.
I'm going to go sell you that
Ooh,
guitar.
I'm going to at least one carnival this weekend. Maybe two.
San Diego Fair?
No. Fair's
going low
on. Time. I'm going low time.
Right, where?
Let's go. Where?
I'm
going
to be in Oxnard and Ventura if anyone wants to keep an eye out for me.
Oh, yeah? Where? What carnival?
There's a couple. I'm not going to tell which one. Come on.
Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey, you know what Drew's reaction was to the video that he saw, the Vine video of me? Oh, yeah, look at that. So anyways, no reaction at all. None. Zero reaction, because I'm the bastard child.
What video is that?
I'm in pain.
See, he doesn't even remember it.
What video are you talking about?
His Vine where he had
Anderson was assaulting
a human being.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. Well, you could. It was hard to tell what the hell was going on.
Well, I don't think you had the sound on.
But
it was still unsettling.
My favorite part is walking in here going, what carnival? Which carnival?
Yeah, he wants me to get the exact location.
What carnival?
Hot
You're in a carnival
talk.
And I didn't get to go? What's going on?
We're going to go to two carnivals this week, and I want him to come.
Friday night I'm busy. I have a gig, but Saturday night I'm wide open.
Look at this artist. You really are an artist.
Do you go to carnies?
I got
Do
a
you
gig.
Hang out with carnies?
I normally don't, but he and Jillian invited me to one, and I thought I should go and be a friend.
You mean like these carnivals like in the shopping
in the park
centers?
Yeah.
This was in a parking
that's a,
lot.
That's a Southern California thing, or maybe west of
west and east, right? Nothing
not
in the
east. West.
Okay. Well, either way,
Coney Island is what it's trying to be like though
not the reason this
Same
one was fascinating
park, just first of all just a shopping center with a parking lot
yeah
that's already
yeah.
like yeah
okay first of all this I'm not embellishing and the reason I thought this one was so fascinating and so interesting was they called me and said come down here there's no one here it was Friday night I drove down Ventura to Encino there were realistically maybe six people there
maybe 10.
Yeah but they're always spooky as hell these,
no
these,
no I'm talking there's no people
I know, and I'm sure it's the full-on neon lit.
Yeah, it's great.
Ferris
zipper.
Wheel, zipper.
But, you were walking around a ghost town, basically, with somebody sitting in every
I understand, but this music run. Sets the tone for how spooky these
it's
places
are. It's awesome.
And they're always like, these are not like the super intense steel of Six Flags. These are little rickety
sort
of
these
erector
set. These
are
the ones you see
set.
Folded
yes.
up on a big rig
yes.
on the freeway,
absolutely.
And I'm like,
and you see the guys that erect them, and you don't think that they should be working
again,
with Legos.
You have to kind of describe this to the rest of the country.
Yes. Really?
This is, yeah.
Another thing is, I don't care for rides, and I don't like going on rides. I went on one ride with them, and Jillian pointed out that the ride was turned on and off with a screwdriver. The handle had broken, and there was a screwdriver.
Yeah, they used
in
a screwdriver
there.
To let us in and out of the gate and to turn on the machine. It was awesome.
Oh, that's the key.
My point, though.
Good job with this music.
My point.
He's good, right?
For what I thought was fascinating about was that there was no one there. We walked into a carnival that should have been chock full of little kids running around, people buying
Got
corn
candy.
Dogs, and there was nobody in
but
there.
By
but
the
us.
Way, you is in a upper middle class white neighborhood in the valley.
Yeah,
it's a weird
really.
Place for one of those, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it was kind of fine anywhere that's cheap, and then they kind of advertise. It was actually, you know what?
It was a Jewish.
They always raise money for some kind of cause. This was like the Jewish. I don't want to say Hezbollah because that'd be really wrong. What it's the Jewish? It was
Jewish
the Jewish
Hezbollah.
Something
that's what it is.
What does Hezbollah mean? What does it mean?
We're so ignorant. I love this.
Forget it. Something to do with Jews.
Is it
the contrary.
Yeah?
Okay. They'd like to see the end of Israel.
It was to raise. Oh, okay. So that wouldn't be right. But maybe it was to end the Hezbollah. It was something for the Jewish faith.
Maybe
it was
just
they're
a temple
money.
Raising money. Like a church raises money or something.
I don't know. But yeah, they're always raising money for kids or. Yeah. But.
So, Mike, how you been? Enough. All right.
Here we go. I'm sore as hell. I had to go to the dentist today, and I'm in pain.
Oh, serious I saw the pain. Vine. That I saw.
I'm in a lot.
He did a Vine about. Did you hold it? Hold your phone out like. Oh, it's, the dentist must have been so pissed.
She's totally cool with it.
Mike drives to San Diego to go to the dentist.
I
and
love
get
my dentist.
And it's
he,
three.
He drives
hours.
As far as he can to do anything.
He was shocked to hear that he puts in three times the amount of gas than I do each week. Of course
shocked.
You do, Mike.
But I understand how Mike does anything because he's always driving.
I know.
I drive a lot.
Job as a bus driver.
I'll wrap it up with this stupid story. I had a friend of mine who gave me some good advice. I lived in San Diego for about 5 years in the 2000s, and I would commute to L.A. A lot of this was drunk, by the way, too. I'd drive from San Diego to L.A.
Didn't have to throw that part in.
I would work in my office for about 4 or 5 hours.
Definitely
I'd have martinis with my boss, martini and a steak at about 5:30. I'd get in my car, and I would haul ass to Ontario to the Improv out there. It would take me an hour and a half to hang out with a waitress who worked there. I'd have some more drinks there.
How
I'd take the
you?
Toll road. This was in 2001, 2002. I did it for like five years.
This is pre-9/11. You know,
5 years.
Change that day.
No, and then I would haul ass to Irvine and to get there before they closed to have some more drinks. And then go home, and I wake up and do it again. And I did it on. I had no social life whatsoever. I did it on Saturday
as
and Sunday.
As opposed to now,
correct. But at least now I'm much more efficient with my time. And then, and
how's
I was
that?
Having severe,
Four hours
severe.
The supposed to hour
you know what?
To work.
Fuck all this talk. Fuck all this talk. No, this is boring.
Real quick, my friend,
this is really
said,
boring.
I want to explain something to you.
We have to talk to Drew about something.
He goes, I want you to sit down and put your hands up in the air like they're on a steering wheel. And I went, okay. And he goes, you do that 7 hours a day for no reason. And I was like. You got a good point. Yeah. 7 hours a day, I'm just doing this.
Yeah. There are better things to do with your time. What's up?
Okay, Mike has come a long way. Mike's made some significant progress, and we're continue to
he's
see
got health
how
insurance,
he's growing.
I don't have it yet. I haven't been approved yet. I'm waiting to get noticed.
I don't have
notice.
It.
He's applied for health insurance.
But at least
I'm waiting for Obama
step.
To come along and take
oh,
my...
Oh, please. You still have to apply for
Obama.
Health insurance.
Obama's
going
to come
sake.
To my house. He's going to do a house call.
All right, go ahead. What?
That's what I've
so
heard.
What?
He's listening to your house calls.
So Mike was talking to a very famous artist today. You know him. His name is Weiland. What's his first name?
The whale guy.
Yeah, the whale guy. So, because he's painting the Improv right now.
Oh,
right?
Cool.
It's actually Weiland.
Weiland.
Y-L-A-N-D. Weiland.
And he was talking to Michael today, and you know, Michael was talking back, as he's known to do. And he was talking, and Weiland was, first of all, Weiland sounds like a character that I wouldn't want to hang out with.
Okay.
He's one of those guys within 2 minutes, like you get his yeah. entire resume, mm-hmm. all the money he makes, all the houses he owns. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But then he goes on to talk to Mike about how he wishes there's a couple chicks there to help him.
He must be 60, right?
Then he
moves
on.
He does
on.
His entire all of
how
his
old is he?
All of I don't know, but all
he's
of his.
He's older than me, right?
He's born. The reason I know this, I looked up his bio. He's born in 53.
Yeah.
So, but he looks young. He's like a surfer guy.
Mm-hmm. Mike's checking.
And
the
here's
Wikipedia
the thing about
him
is he's
probably
like I can't deal with this anymore because I'm not 20, but it's that showbiz bullshit engagement. Like when he's introduced to me, he just takes my hand and looks me on the eye. Can I interview you for a documentary?
Okay, right.
And then he pulls me aside and he goes, you know what? I want you to show me how you do what you do. That's right. What I want to see. And you're like, where I can see somebody's like, oh, my God, he's interested.
Off target.
He doesn't even know my name.
Off target. That's not where we're going. We already talked about all that. All our listeners already
he
heard
probably
about
it. Should just be counting
so here's the problem.
Stars. He came along at the right time, the right place kind of thing, painting walls in Laguna.
Yeah. Here's the problem. Yeah. So
I could put a whale on that for you,
his
bro.
Whole entire thing is a foundation for children.
Okay, that's good.
Teach children art.
I like
and he
that.
Always
do
works
you like
with
dolphins?
Kids.
I like that.
And I said, how long is this going to take? And he goes, as long as it takes. And I go, you got 3 days. And he goes, 24 hours a day if I have to. And he goes, let's a couple of chicks come by.
Yeah.
And then he goes, I really wish there were some kids here to help out because I love working with kids. And I started to say, yep, that kid pussy is the best. And
you said those words came out of your mouth?
Pussy. I went, yep, that kid. And it stopped.
And he stopped. That's what I'm saying.
Stopped.
He stopped.
Yes.
He would have said it 6 months ago. For
oh, yeah.
sure 2 years ago. He
it just stopped.
It, but he
and
did
like,
it. He's making progress.
The inappropriateness of this is would have been on such a level worse than him and I one-on-one because there were two young girls there that were doing a benefit that night
how
for
old?
Children.
How old?
I don't know, 20, 21.
What the fuck those is the matter with you?
And the guy, the super, like the big manager that manages all the improvs was there who was trying to impress him. And I'm just like, pussy. And it stopped and I just kind of
that's good, right?
Went back to my photos.
That's progress, right?
You like practice inappropriateness at Disneyland. What do you expect?
I don't practice inappropriateness.
Well, that's how your brain works. It's just constantly
at Disneyland is where you practice
inappropriate
it.
Things.
No, I'm super. If you saw me at Disneyland, I'm very appropriate.
We see you at Disneyland on your vines. And your
I
tweets,
see your 3 minutes.
You're
your
very
mic,
appropriate.
Yeah, but I'm not doing anything inappropriate.
You're talking shit about
you're
people right in
very
front of them.
Yeah, but that's not. I'm not doing anything weird.
It's inappropriate.
You're surreptitiously filming.
Practicing inappropriate remarks.
Not appropriate.
And that's where you
to...
just almost blurted out at Mr. Weiland.
Mm. Shoot video of strangers who'd have no idea they're
now,
being shot.
Mind
and,
you,
while voicing
I have
horrible things about them.
Immense what's the word I'm looking for? I love those moments. I love seeing them.
You didn't want to go towards any word that might be respectful.
I told Drew a couple nights ago, I said, I was talking about you, and I said it was like as bad as that time that Mike was saying that it's not racist. Every single Asian person sounds just like that. That's not racist, which is hilarious because
I don't remember that, but
in saying that, that's racist in itself. And Drew said, well, when was that? I said, when is that not? I mean, when is it not? Every time I see Mike, something like that is brought up, just like the kid pussy.
My favorite part of this moment, though, is that Mike is actually contemplative, like, what the hell are you guys talking about?
Yeah.
I have no idea who
it
you're
is
talking
fun to
about,
watch the computer.
What you're
I really
talking
don't
about,
know.
Why this happened.
My dentist,
about,
I walked in, and she goes, that's a hilarious you message you left. And I went, what message? And she goes, the message that you were confirming the appointment. And I went, I have no idea what you're talking about. And she said, it was apparently I left some really
let's just glory in the fact
rude
that Mike
message.
Is naturally, organically funny.
Stupid.
He can't help himself.
No, he can't.
He can't help
right,
himself.
Point, he doesn't even know
and inappropriate at most of the time.
You must be in hell in the dentist chair, not being able to talk.
Nicorette gum, really? You've
okay.
Gum now?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm always chewing gum.
Oh.
Yeah.
Real quick.
I thought you were doing the
I haven't smoked.
The
I do
e-cigarettes.
Both. I do both.
They stop what they're doing so I can talk.
He also does nicotine enemas.
50 times. I'm always like, hold on.
The dentist?
Snort the nicotine.
Yeah, I went to a dentist in Marina Del Rey that I hated, that I found on Yelp, and that guy was horrible.
Mainline.
And he really was. And that guy, they gave me the huge dose of the laughing gas, which I requested for another $250. I wanted it. There was a point where she goes, do you feel it? And I went, not really. And she goes, hold on, honey. And she held the mask in my face and cranked it up. And I went, I'm sweating. She's like, just a couple more breaths. And I'm like, I'm sweating. I go, my legs are sweating. And it wasn't a fun high. I was like spinning and fucked. And then the guy said something about, he made a comment while he was working to her about something being big, and I went, and they had to take the mask off, take the rubber thing that was holding my mouth open, and I went, that's what she said.
Oh, my God.
And then he put it all back in.
Oh,
I swear to God, I did all that. And then I went, I got to tweet this real fast, and they were just like, how long are we going to be here? And I sat there trying to type on my phone.
And you didn't
for
like
30
him?
Seconds.
Okay, good night.
He claimed I didn't need a root canal, charged me $1,700, and then I needed one like a week later.
$100 for what? Just all that laughing gas.
So it's a lot of pain, and he looked at it, he goes, that's fine. Probably just some filling needs to be replaced.
Drew, you want to do some?
I do, I need to.